So hello everyone, welcome to the FJ Talks, and this is your host Faizan Jodhpurwala, and today we are going to talk about something which is very important in our life. But before that, I want to thank you about the last episode that you have given so much love to that. Thank you all. So today we have one guest with us because I know that he's analyzing things very carefully and he's doing it very nicely. I have read his blogs. Pawan, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi Faizan, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, bro. And yeah. We are going to have a very great conversation today.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Pawan, can you tell me more about your hobbies and what you do in your life currently and what you are trying to get into?
Yeah, Faizan. Actually, I'm currently, I have an industry experience of 7 years working for different corporates. And I do blog, I do workout, and I do a podcast sometimes. And I work on some of the passions wherein some research and analysis is needed and some motivation which could be brought out from my learnings. So yeah, I never stop learning. So I feel that it would be great to look at life in a broader perspective and get to know things better and come up with the best out of it, so that we can have a best life even if we fail or if we face multiple things in our journey.
Right. It's nice that you are also learning, and it's really nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I really appreciate your interest in knowing things and knowing people.
Yeah, and the one blog I'm still telling you, that the plants blog that I've read, I will put link in description in my, that I really like your blog. Thank you so much for writing that.
Those plants are I live in a house with all those plants, so it's like my dad's dream to have such kind of house, and I'm privileged to have those things with me, and it is healthy too.
Yes, definitely, and it is giving some positive vibe in our surrounding area if we are having that.
Yeah, definitely. You wake up with some positive vibes and you'll have a great day throughout, and you'll bring more productivity in terms of having good time throughout the day and being happy.
Yeah. Right. So let's go into the today's important topic. And we have today's topic is money or the values of life. So I don't think that we are here to compare, here to make money or to give value. We are not here to compare anything to anyone. We are just giving a point that these things are also important and this should be done in a good way, right? What do you think about it, Owen?
Yeah, that's a great question actually. So what is money and what is values, or money or values, which is important in life? So according to me, I feel that money is part of life actually, but it's not life, and we need it to an extent that we survive better. We definitely need money, but to a part of it, and I feel the core values are more important when compared to money. And so the values we carry, the bonding, the relationship, those actually remain in our lives forever, and I feel that those give sheer pleasure or happiness when compared to money.
Sure. So according to you, Pawan, what is the definition of money for you, or what do you think that it is, the money should define like this?
I see that money in a more practical way, that money is something physical. Okay, so if you think that you can buy some properties or something out of it, so it's the physical property which you are getting at the end of the day. But through values, what I could say is it's the intellectual properties which you gain in your lifetime. So when compared to properties and intellectual properties, the intellectual properties are most well defined ones. So it's like more into getting into a better and happy life. So I would like to share an example here at this point. So it's called 100 gold coin experiment. So like we're talking about money today. Say one example wherein there is a kingdom the king has lot of money, right? Okay. And the king has lot of money and he has been leading the entire dynasty and he had many people around him and he doesn't have any scarcity in his life, but he's not that happy actually. So not that happy and his life is miserable, to be honest, due to some reasons. Then he's having a servant at his kingdom and he sees that he's very happy. The servant?
Is very happy.
The servant is very happy and he's the king is confused. Why is he so happy? And what is he like? He doesn't have anything of like any properties or anything physically, but why is he happy? So one day king
But you can see these examples in real life also.
So that itself proves that money doesn't bring happiness. So end of the day, what matters is like, do you have enough food, enough sleep, and are you happy? That's what matters. So I'll finish off that example.
Yeah, definitely.
So the king asked him, the servant, that why are you so happy and how could you be so happy? Then the servant just answered that I'm happy because I have my wife and kids with me and I have shelter and I have good food. So I don't need anything more than this. That's what he said. Then after that, what the king did is he just took some 99 gold coins in a bag and dropped it in front of that servant's door. So then servant just picked it and he got overwhelmed and he was shocked actually. The next day, while he picked the bag, and he went back to he took it inside his house and he just counted and he see that there are 99 itself. Then he was counting some 4 to 5 times and he saw that it's 99. Then he was so pissed off and he was not happy and he was not comfortable with that. And he was actually going, leaving those 99 coins and going ahead and checking for the remaining 100 coin, right? Which actually doesn't exist. So here the practicality is that if you are getting something for free or if you are getting something without any pain or struggle, you are getting misleaded. Now the happier servant also got misleaded and he went back for the single coin searching for that and he's not happy. So in real life, life the similar things are happening, that people are not actually able to have what they have currently. Because it's said that more than 70% of the populations are below our standard of living in today's world. So in that case, be very happy that you have all these things in place and you are leading a good life.
So Pawan, do you think there is some connection between money and happiness?
What I feel is that our end result, end goal is to be happy, right? To be happy, money plays a minimal role, or part of it. For example, you just booked a trip to some other country, right? Here money plays a role wherein it's only used for the journey, okay? Ultimately, the happiness lies in you and the people with you.
Right? Yeah, just as you have mentioned in the example.
That's all. So
very nice example that you have mentioned, and we can learn a lot of things from it, that we have to work for the things that we want in our life, and for that you have to find happiness in the journey, I think.
Yes.
To try to get the money or whatever the thing that you want in your life. What do you say about it?
Yeah, actually we do work on it, work on our goals day in and day out. And for me, it's like few people, like a few of my peer groups, a few of my friends, they feel that like leading a happy and luxurious life is what they need at the end of the day. And
yeah,
we usually compare in many things. Like we usually see the updates and in social media or something, and we usually compare. Please don't compare is what I would like to recommend.
Yeah, very important point. Yeah.
Because it's your life at the end of the day, and it's your style, right? So
yes,
definitely. as they say, none of the five fingers are the same. None of the individuals are the same.
100%. Yeah, so as we are talking about money and luxurious, so I want to ask you that what are some pros and what are some cons about money, or what are some pros or cons about the values according to you? What do you think?
Yeah, money, what I feel is that majorly it should be adequate to what extent we need it. So that would be a pro if we have adequate money, or lesser than that. If we have excess money, sometimes it might mislead and it might be a hazardous thing if the person accessing it is not under control. Okay. Due to various reasons, and their perception matters here. And at the same time, values and the basic values shouldn't be left aside while running for money. So the basic values are always there, even if the money exists or not with the person or with the society. Or now you see that globally there is some effect with the virus and stuff. So
yes,
we have money, we have technology. Are we able to do anything?
Right. Yeah. That question is still there.
Yeah. So money plays its role till booking of the ticket, but the happiness after reaching the destination lies in you. So that's, there comes the values and bonding and relationship into picture.
So what do you think that how these pros and cons affects in someone's life? I think I know that it's everybody is different, and every individual is different in our own way. Everybody likes different things. Some people like to have a luxurious life. Some people like to have buy luxurious cars and all. So
yeah,
what affects people about this?
I would like to tell you what affects is that a couple of things here. So the support from the people or the immediate family members or the parents or their society plays a key role here. So I would like to give an example of a real-time practical scenario. So we all know Hrithik Roshan, right?
Yes, interesting. Now
Hrithik Roshan. So, he actually has had communication disorder, okay?
Yeah. Mm.
So, that was a disorder, and he couldn't communicate well, and he had some issues at his childhood. So, there comes the picture of his father, okay? So,
yes.
now that the factors surrounding him actually gave him the strong support system, wherein he could come up with it, and he could actually work on all the odds in his life and come up with his talent out of it. Now he has reached the top position, and he also involved in recent motivation speaking in the colleges. So being said that, if he had not had he not had that support from their family or immediate family members, so like that becomes the con. So this is a pro that he could able to do that. And one thing I could tell at this point is never ever fear on criticism. So consider.
Right, very important point. Yes.
Yeah, I would always love the criticism. Initially, I didn't know how powerful it is, and we need to take it as a constructive criticism and constructive feedback, which helps us to improve and learn better. So I feel that none of the pros, none of the cons of the above two said values spoil us or lead to a failure.
Right. So as you are speaking about criticism, that you have also experienced it, so how you come out of that? What thoughts you have put in your mind, or what effects that you get from the criticism, so that you think that I should not focus on that?
Now here you should also take that in a way that criticism is not the whole world or whole response you get from the people, right? So criticism might be a minimal portion of it when you do something or when you are trying to do something. And even if it is major part, then you need to work around and work on the things how well it could be. And at one point, once you have self-confidence and self-faith in you, you can leave the criticism aside.
100%.
Because you are back and you could able to reach and achieve success.
100%.
Yeah.
Right. Very good example, Pawan. And especially the Hrithik Roshan's example is something interesting.
Yeah, it's more good to learn from that.
Yeah, definitely. We learn from stories, and that's what my topic is, that stories is making so many people connected, you know. And we can learn a lot from the stories.
Yeah, it's more practical than textbook study.
You know, the most important thing is that we are learning from our own mistakes, but the smarter people are learning from other people's mistakes, or what they have experienced, or what they have done in their life. What do you think about it?
Yeah, like learning from other people's mistakes or other people's journey is always a great thing. So like according to me, I definitely say that it is like someone have already experienced it and they have already come out of it, right? We are yet to fix it. So in that situation, learning from those is always a great thing. For me, like my dad is my role model, and he had all his struggles in past 40 years as an entrepreneur, as a farmer. So like I have a lot of experiences from him, a lot of knowledge from him, a lot of failures he have faced. So like learning from him directly or through some projects will definitely help me, and they are actually helping me to reach to higher levels and higher point in my life.
Good.
So I feel that being mentally stable and having faith and knowledge from other people's experience is definitely a good job. Actually, we should never restrict ourselves to learn from our own failures.
Definitely. So let's move to the another question that I have in my mind is about the topic, like this criticism and all learning is also value, in one type of value that we have to get into our mind, right?
Yeah,
we have to learn from criticism, we have to learn from mistakes. That is also a value that we have to put in our mind, that it should not affect us, right? Let's see that how it feels to be rich. According to you, do you think that a rich people is feeling happy when they are getting the money, or they are feeling happy at the same time when they are helping other people? Like, it is the value, like to get money is to get rich, and to get rich is to get money, but to help other people, it is value in our life. So what do you think this both sides?
First question what you posted is like, are the people happy with money? Are the rich or the high net worth individuals happy in their life?
Yeah.
So I would say that it might not be exactly the happiness what we think they're having. Like as a layman, if we observe the society, I don't think that they might be the ultimate happiest person unless they convert that money into values. right? Whatever money they have, whatever the money they have, if they once they start converting those into values, they'll experience the true value of money in terms of values, and that in turn helps them a lot in having satisfaction at the end of the day.
Right. So when you think that about, you know, that there is a psychology about the luxury things. We are going into the mall, we are having a perfect infrastructures, perfect you can say interior. You are going there and there is a lights, and there are the products are putting in the shape that we attract to it, and we people buy it. This whole thing is depend on the psychology of luxurious things, that when we are having a resort, when we are sitting on a Goa's resort beach and taking that wine, it feels good in a some person. But do you think that the same feeling that is having while we are buying luxurious things and all these things, and the same happiness we are feeling when we are helping other people, or when we are trying to give other people same the value or the learnings or the experience? What do you think about it?
That's so nice of you, and that's so cinematic, whatever you have explained. So, but what I feel is that it's whatever you have explained comes under the temporary enjoyment or temporary luxuries in life. It's not the ultimate or ultimate affection what you are aiming at. So, like, it's like temporary. Now, it's like limited.
Okay.
So till the point you are able to afford it, or till the point you are willing to go for a vacation or something, or go for some luxuries, or having those in as part of your life, maybe you might be feeling happy, but you might not be overwhelmed, because that's not emotion. That's happiness what you're having. Is so, like, emotional happiness is more important than just the happiness you get out of whatever you have mentioned. So the emotional happiness comes in relationships, and it definitely comes through living with a person or living with good people and having good things in life. So these are just bits and pieces of life wherein we have them, or we should have them. But along with that, the bigger picture is to have the values and the core values. So this is part of it. So, like, you might say this is some 10 to 20% and we have some 70 to 80% on the other side of the coin, which need to be looked at.
Yeah, right. So as we are talking about helping other people and having the money or on all of this, so do you think that money is important for our life to live at some point?
Yeah, money is definitely important for us to live, like, to an extent. As I mentioned initially, it's part of life and it's not life, right? So we need it to an extent so that we survive better and we have things whatever we need. So, like, the basic stuff what we need, that could be fulfilled using that. And beyond that also you could get only till certain temporary extent. It's not the permanent or ultimate solution for life. So, like, it could be converted to values, or it could be gained through other intellectual properties which we have, or which we have inculcated in our life journey.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So one point is that patience is key. So without patience, you don't get anything.
Definitely.
So patience is important for that.
Yeah. So my another question for you is that do you think that people are treating other people like we are helping or whatever we are doing, it depends on money or their status or their background? What do you think?
Obviously people might not show the same empathy or kindness what you are expecting from them. So here I would like to give an example, a real-time scenario actually. So I have seen this in my life, wherein there is a farmer and he's having some 2 acres of land, and he just sowed like in 1 acre he just planted a flower garden, and in 1 acre he just planted some bamboo trees. Okay,
right.
So here after 6 months he sees great progress in the flower garden, and he's getting returns. Okay,
right.
So at the same time, the bamboo trees they are actually not growing much till for first 4 to 5 years. Okay,
yes.
During this 4 to 5 years, he had seen all those tough phases wherein what you were telling, right? Are people treating you better, or do people treat better to other individuals?
Yes, yes.
He faced all the criticism, all the things like, yeah, there might be some issue with the fertilizer or the seeds what you have bought and all. But the farmer didn't give up. But the ground reality here is the bamboo trees actually take 4 to 5 years to grow tall, because they initially strengthen their roots in this 4 to 5 years.
Yes.
Strengthening their roots is more important in this phase, in this tough phase, so that they could go till that height. But the society doesn't allow you to do that, and they might come up with n number of things on your face. And it would be like a tight slap from the society sometimes. But never give up, and learning from failures. And I feel that failures are stepping stones, so that he stepped up for all those years, and he started getting returns after 5 to 7 years.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right. Very good example, Pawan. Obviously, a bamboo tree takes 5 to 6 years to grow, and as big we never imagined. But
and at the same time, if there is some heavy wind or some heavy rain, for bamboo trees survive, and the flower garden might get ruined.
Yeah. So now I want to ask you that, what are some values we should never forget in our life? If we have money or not, it doesn't matter, but these things we should never forget, and according to these values, what are those values according to you?
What values we need to do is like it starts from your home, right?
Right.
So what you need to do is you need to focus on the initial well-being of yourself and your immediate family, and the values could be taken for further in a way that you have a set of daily routine in your life, which includes good food, your passion, your relaxation, your work, everything. So based on that, it's like a step-by-step approach. You doesn't get all of the luxuries or something. It's not automatic. It's manual. Okay.
Right.
So I feel that we actually spend 46.9% of our time when we are awake in wandering of thoughts in our mind. Okay, so it's nearly half of the percentage of time we will be not will be physically available, but mentally in some other thoughts.
Yes, yes.
So in that, during those thoughts, inculcating good thoughts and positive vibes and positive emotion, even if your life is having full of negative emotions and negative thoughts, inculcating these positive emotions and positive thoughts, and being like a never give up attitude would help you.
Yes.
And that itself brings you more value to your life, and you could able to get maximum out of this life.
Yes. So you know, when we have seen in pictures, in movies, and that there is a two angels, there is a good one and there is a bad one. Which angel we have to listen is upon it. It depends on you. It depends on the person.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's all how you take it. So it's like better built person from out of that positive action, rather than getting negative things.
Yeah, it obviously you will get a negative thoughts in your mind. You will get a positive thoughts also, but what more you focus on, you will get that. What do you say?
I would like to tell one point of this discussion. So yeah. as we were talking about positive thoughts and negative thoughts, it's not that possible to be towards positive thoughts, and it's like we always get attracted or get dragged into the negative thoughts.
Okay? 100%. I believe the same.
Yeah. So here, what I suggest is that from my personal experience, we need to, until this point it's okay, but we need to start doing positive actions rather than thoughts. Okay.
Yes.
So bringing that thoughts into application is very important.
Emotion come from motion, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like positive action is what you could access and what you could handle. So once you are doing that positive action, that action is done forever. But you have some positive thoughts, those thoughts are not done in your lifetime unless you put it into action.
Yeah. Correct. Very nice thought.
Yeah, trying positive actions is really helping my life, and that really rocks your world. Yeah. Even negative situations and negative emotions or negative thoughts.
Which angel you are listening, it depends on you. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
When you are focusing. So thank you, Pawan. Thank you for giving these learnings, of your learnings and your experiences, and most of the thing that you are explaining with the examples is something we understand more, and thank you for doing this. We are not comparing anything from, like, we are not comparing money with values. Obviously it depends on a person that it some people will like luxurious things, some people will like money, some people will like values. It depends on a person. We are not here to compare anything.
Yeah, so it's like you need to work out and work around and strive for the reasonable amount of money you need, and you need to rock in terms of values.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pawan, for having this conversation with me. I really appreciate you, man. Thank you. So this is the episode with Pawan, and I hope we will get more episode with Pawan in future also in a different topic, and we'll discuss more about the different things. And this is for today's episode. This is all. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep hustling. Bye-bye.